السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Normally, many nikahs are performed between Asr and Maghrib or Maghrib and Isha. So, when they tell you to perform the nikah, they tell you from advance, you know what, just keep the talk short. Because now, the boy still has to meet the girl, and here now, after Zohar Nikah, so, long time you want. So only we have to just check with him, if he is in a hurry. Otherwise we got a lot of time. You in a hurry? You should say in a hurry. You say not in a hurry, then you put us all in a hurry. If you in a hurry, then we are all, we at ease. If you not in a hurry, then we are in worry. So, khair, just few aspects pertaining to nikah. Mudhakara is a very important thing. So that's why any opportunity we get, then we try to make some mudhakara of some aspect of our deen. Allah Ta'ala tells us, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So we keep reminding one another, and this is beneficial for us believers. So when it comes to nikah, the kuffar, from the time children are little, they make them read stories like Snow White and Cinderella, all these lies. From the time our children are small, they put all this filth into their minds. Then as they grow up, then if Allah forbid, they go in the direction of novels and movies and all these things, then the same thing is portrayed there. That you get one hero and one heroine. As long as you're not taking heroin. But you got one hero, one heroine, and now in the end, they live happily ever after. So that is the biggest lie. Where is happily ever after? So the youngster, from the time he's growing up now, so he got this in his mind, that now I'm the hero, I'll find my heroine, and then happily ever after. So it's like a fairy tale type of a thing. Whereas in our deen, Allah Ta'ala has addressed the husbands that Ashiruhunna bil ma'ruf. In other words, look after them. Look after them in a kind way, in a nice way, in a way that is acceptable. Right? And Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the best of you are those who are the best towards their wives. And I am the best towards my wives. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never ever raised his hand. So many wives Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, that honorable Ummahatul Mu'mineen, radiyallahu anhunna ajma'in. But every time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming in the home, he's smiling. Every time they have got any requests, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is listening to them. The only thing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not allow is if something went against the Sharia. We find Ma'aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was unaware. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was gone out, and she put up a little curtain at the entrance of the home, and this curtain had some animate pictures on it. So when Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, then immediately he took it down. Immediately tore it down, and he then educated her. And this was then cut up, and Ma'aisha Rinana says that we made some cushions with it. The parts that we could use, we left all the pictures out. The parts that we could use, then we made some cushions with it. So when it came to other things, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely patient, tolerant, accommodating. Only if it came to a dini matter, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately he became firm, he became strict. So we have to understand that on the one side, the husband is being told this, so many ahadith, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is exhorting the husband. So much so that he tells the husband also that, see, the woman is created from the crooked rib. Now, that's not so that you go and tell them now, I see you from the crooked rib. Why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying is that, oh husband, don't think you're going to make us straight. Forget about it. Don't even think you're going to make us straight. Because if you think you're going to straighten her out, you will break her. And breaking means you will end up divorcing her. So now you must take faida from her as she is. As she is, take faida from her in that manner. And the wife, on the other hand, she is being told that your jannat now is in the pleasure of your husband. And you make khidmat of your husband. Now your husband takes precedence from insan, now your husband takes precedence over everybody else. Anything you want to do, you must get permission from your husband. Listen to your husband. So the wife is being told that. Husband is being told, he is being given his advices in the deen, and the wife is being given her advices in the deen. So we have to realize that nikah in Islam is an ibadat. Yes, there will be love, there will be some good times, there is enjoyment, all that is there. But it is an ibadat. It is an ibadat. And just as in every other ibadat, there are challenges, so in nikah also there are challenges. And by making sabr and still continuing with our ibadat, with istiqamat, then we are rewarded. So like that in marriage also. A person, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that a man, whatever he spends on his family, he is rewarded for it. So much so that even a luqma, one morsel he puts in his wife's mouth, that too, he is rewarded. He is rewarded for that also. So it's not easy. The husband sometimes he has to work, he has to do this, providing, but everything he is being rewarded for it. There is sawab for it. So the only way for the couple to remain happy, not without problems. There will be problems. There will be some problems in the marriage. There's no marriage that doesn't have any argument at all, any disagreement at all, any misunderstanding at all. Every marriage has that. The best of marriages had. They got it and they had it. But the way to remain is to remain on Shariat, Deen, follow the Sunnah. If both the husband and wife, they realize that our life needs to be according to Shariat, according to the Sunnah. So now there's not too much of room for big disputes. Because at the end of the day, whatever the dispute is, go back to Deen. What does Deen say? We have to do that, finish, continue. And for a man, he must have a lot of sabr, lot of patience, lot of tolerance. Our Hazrat Muhammadul Haq Magda Sahib, so he always mentions this, that if she took off with you, so why did you take off? Why did you take off? You keep quiet. She's shouting, she's taking off. So why are you taking off? You mustn't take off. You must be quiet. You are a man. If you are a man, then you have to be able to be tolerant. You're supposed to be able to bear all these things because you are a man. So our Hazrat Jumana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali, this used to be his lessons in almost every majlis. How a husband must treat the wife. The husband must always remember that she sacrificed everything. She sacrificed her hometown, being with her siblings, being in, you know, an environment that is known to her. She leaves all of that. She sacrifices all of that now to come and stay with her husband. A total stranger, strange people. Slowly, obviously, they become close, but in the first days, it's strange. She makes all that sacrifice to come now and become, in inverted commas, the prisoner of the husband. She is an asir, she is a prisoner in his home, in the sense that anything she wants to do now, she needs his ijazah. She needs his permission. Right? So now when she has made all that sacrifice and she has put herself under you, so now the man, on the other hand, he needs to show her good akhlaq. He needs to show her good akhlaq and make her comfortable. Our Hafiz Hansa Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, the way life goes, right? So many of these people, when you took their name, then you said Damat Barakah to them. And now, after a few years, you take their name and you have to say Rahmatullah Ali. So many of these people have left us now. And Hafiz Hansa Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, I remember once in one majlis, he was mentioning, he said that you get two types of wives. So one wife, you came home late. As soon as you walk through that door, she'll let you have it. As soon as you come through, she'll let you have it for coming late. Right? And what's wrong with you? You never have your phone. You couldn't answer your phone. No. She'll be taking off with you, but while she's taking off with you, she's warming your food also. And she never eat also. So that taking off is a release of the pressure cooker. You see, all the time she was so worried. What happened to my husband? So now the relief, when she sees him, that no, he's say salamat, he came home. So the relief now, she has to release the pressure. So she takes off with him. Right? That's just to release the pressure. But it's actually, she's so happy, relieved that he is home. So she never eat. She's shouting him too, but she's warming his food also. And you get another type of wife. The man feels, see, I wear the pants in my house. My wife don't tell me nothing. And she don't tell him nothing. But she don't even serve him properly too. He comes whatever time, he goes whatever time. She don't worry. She's on her phone. She's on her magazines. What time he came, what time he went, long as the credit card is there, what I'm worried about? Let him live his life. Those wives that really have feeling for their husband, so then they behave in this manner, out of muhabbat, out of love. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, no? That we can treat our wives properly, because at the end of the day, they belong to Allah Ta'ala. And sometime we hear about zulam, right? But we don't know if we're making zulam on our wife. So Allah Ta'ala must give us tawfiq to fulfill their hukuk. And Allah Ta'ala give the wives the tawfiq to fulfill the husband's hukuk. Our husband, Mr. Patel Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, he used to say that we must forget about the bill of rights. Go by the bill of ihsan. Say the husband, he worries about what are my wife's rights, not what's my rights. The wife worries about what are my husband's rights. The children worry about what are the parents' rights. The parents worry about what are the children's rights. Then it will be like Jannat on earth. But when we're going to worry about our own rights, we're not going to be answerable on the day of Qiyamah. We're not going to be taken to task if somebody never fulfill our rights. We'll be taken to task if we never fulfill the next person's right. Life is all about fulfilling hukuk. If you read Hazrat Rahmatullah's, you know, his ta'neem, then you will find that. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah also his ta'neem. Life is about fulfilling hukuk. All the time there are different people who have rights over us. We have to fulfill their rights. Now we have to fulfill the groom's rite also. By Riyaz, Habibullah Parak, did Azra Lala give permission for her nikah to be performed to Yahya Mamuji with the meher as is mentioned here on the certificate? Did you have permission? Musa Yaqub Patel, Muhammad Ashraf Ali, you are a witness for her permission. I can perform the nikah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقد قال فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ونسأل الله ربنا أن يجعلنا ممن يطيعه ويطيع رسوله ويتبع رضوانه ويجتنب سخطه فإنما نحن به وله.
Yahya Mamuji with Bai Riyaz Habibullah Parak being the Wakil of Azra Lala and the witnesses Musa Yaqub Patel, Muhammad Ashraf Ali and also this Jamaatul Muslimin. So I hand over to you Azra Lala as your wife. Have you accepted Azra Lala as your wife in your nikah? I have accepted. Nakahtuha wa qabiltuha wa tasawwajtuha. Barakallahu lakuma wa baraka alaykuma wa jama'ahu lakuma. Musa, as we, those musallis that are here in the family, so we know Azra's father is late, Ashraf, Allah Ta'ala make his maghfirat and put his cover with Noor. And Yahya's father is also, Allah Ta'ala make his maghfirat also with his cover with Noor. Allah Ta'ala shows us both these children grew up and now they are getting married. Allah Ta'ala looks after everyone. Allah Pak takes care of everybody, looks after everybody.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد يا أرحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن وبارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وجعلنا شاكرين لنعمتك مثنين بها قابليها وأتمها علينا اللهم ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم أعنا بالعلم وزينا بالحلم وأكرمنا بالتقوى وجملنا بالعافية اللهم واقية كواقية الوليد اللهم واقية كواقية الوليد اللهم واقية كواقية الوليد اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين ورحمة الله.